Hi everyone. Welcome. Hi Keith. Make yourselves comfortable. Hi Pip, nice to see you. Just gonna wait a few minutes because hi Omb. Quite a few more people have signed up. They may be a bit late. Hi, Sophia. Hi, Coco. Welcome, welcome. Hi, Eugene. How are you feeling, Eugene? A bit better? Let's see you. Show you. Show yourself. No.
It was an accident.
You
Was
did.
supposed to be on the camera.
Oh, but I hear you. Gosh, yeah, it doesn't sound good. Lots of healing vibes your way, and thank you for
Thank you so much.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Hugh. Joanna, hi. Sergio. Ursi, Hilka, Ria, now I have to say everybody's name. Claire, Sean, Marley, hi. Hi, Dawn. Hi, Leslie, Karen.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, sweetheart. Kirsten, Ty, and Maria Rosa. Okay. So when you're settled, you can allow your eyes to close. If that feels okay. But take everyone with you when you close your eyes so that you feel the gathering quality, the togetherness. And then just let things be as they are, moment by moment. Natural, unfolding. No manipulating of experience. Which is natural too. We do it all the time. It must be natural. We're always labeling, comparing, evaluating. So when I say no manipulating, I shouldn't. Just allowing that too. But maybe not engaging too long with that business. So if you catch yourself resisting or labeling, then pause and widen your lens. Every time you resist, pause. It means that you've narrowed your lens, that there's a contraction. So you just pause and sort of sit back and allowing to relax, to open a bit. The allowing of experience naturally is open. At every moment, every thought, every sound, every sensation is allowed. It's the birthright of every experience. If it's here, it's allowed. So it's more that we superimpose on something else. A subtitle. Which refers to something that happened prior and allows for a sort of the stage in the future to be set, and it's all always revolving around the person. And it's obviously a fun activity. We all do it. It's part of life. It's part of the drama of our lives. But then we get breaks where we come together like this in the shrine. And before entering the shrine, we take off our costumes. We don't bring our scripts. We take a magic pill that provokes amnesia. We can't remember what happened in the past. And we take another pill, which allows us to lose all interest in future. And so here we are in the now. Don't worry, these are just images, but were they an invitation, but they're not a mandate. Just really an invitation to be with your experience moment by moment. Curious, open. No expectations. The attitude or the feeling could be like if you're on a lovely beach on a perfect summer day, and you're sort of in a reverie and you hear the sounds of the waves and sound of children playing, all the sort of activity of a beach day, and you're not focusing on anything in particular. That would be the quality. At some point, you might even begin to touch, taste, feel the invisible presence that holds all this unfolding. The invisible beach. That allows every experience within it. Nothing is excluded in this invisible beach. It's free of borders. And it doesn't have preferences, this beach. Because it knows that everything takes birth within it. The sound of Ellen's voice, the sensation in the body, of the body, I should say. The thoughts. The temperature, anything that is perceived, has a place in this invisible openness. So we can, in a way, we can surrender whatever seems to be separate from this invisible openness. We can surrender it to the openness. Like in this moment, I'm sure there's a feeling of contraction, of holding myself apart, of holding myself separate. And it may be a very familiar sensation of a body, of a me, the body. And if you touch that in yourself right this moment, just simply completely allow it. And feel that in allowing it, you're placing it back in its correct habitat, which is this openness. You're not changing it. You're not trying to relax it or spiritualize it, or you just take that tension, that contraction, that me feeling, and you gently place it. In the quality of welcoming. That would be the ritual that we share together in the shrine when we come together. And then you sort of take your place again as the openness, as the wide open allowing of experience. Not focusing on anything in particular. And then perhaps another tension, contraction, me separate, me fearful, me lacking. And you don't have to sort of delineate it with precision. You sort of Recognize it. It's very familiar, it's intimate. It's a mixture of tension in the belly or in the shoulders with a sort of thought-like quality. You sort of take a hold of it in your hands, this bundle of me. And then you let it go into the openness. And again, the focus, the allowing widens. At some point, we don't have to do it in such a sort of we don't have to use that imagery. We sort of do it effortlessly. It's not a doing anymore. The me, the separate one feeling arises. And as it arises, it's allowed. And the allowing of it is the placing it back into the openness. We never have to sort of move away from the openness. Let's narrow a little bit our focus to the body, but really don't narrow your focus, just let the body come to life in your openness. And don't have an image for the body, which isn't necessarily easy because we're so conditioned to perceive the body in accordance with an image, but see if you can take that pill that allows you to completely forget what a body looks like, what a body is, conceptually. And just be with the raw, direct dance of sensations, temperatures, tensions, pulsation, tingling, all these words, let them dissolve as they are heard. Their job is just to awaken. The direct experience that we call the body. Feel that the sensations of the body are free right this moment to unfold according to no plan, certainly not according to the plan of memory. No plan. Free. Free body. This body doesn't have a fixed shape. This body is not a slave to the separate person. This body would love to touch the openness all around it. This body would love to feel that the earth that extends beyond it is friendly, porous. See what happens if you let your hips, your pelvis, your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, your whole lower body melt its energy into the earth. Don't see anything, just feel the temperature. Is it warm? Is it cold? Is it somewhere in between? Be willing to taste even the so-called unpleasantness. For example, there may be a feeling of the earth being hard, which will then be given a label unpleasant. But see clearly right this moment that the sensation of a hard ground, a hard earth, is just a projection. It's an attitude of the separate one. Now feel your arms. And don't see them, just feel them. Your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, wrists, palms, tops of the hands, fingers, tingling of the hands. Where is the border between the hands and the space beyond? Nowhere. Easy peasy, hands in space. Now surrender the weight of the arms. I don't need my arms. I am the openness. Sometimes I need arms and they appear when I need them. But right now, can I let my arms do what I love to do with gravity? Can I let my legs and my hips and my pelvis become liquid, perhaps? Now feel your face. See the habit of seeing the face, of trying to remember the face, of sort of aligning the perception of the face with the memory of the face. But then remember, you took that pill, you don't have any memory. Just a raw sensation. Moment by moment, you don't even have to manufacture it. There might be not very much sensation. So you just sit as the openness, you listen. Hello, face. I'm listening to you. And I'm listening to you for no reason, with no agenda, just because I like to hear the music that you make. Your lips. Your jaw. Your teeth. Hello, teeth. Sensation inside your mouth. Lots of tiny little micro sensations, your tongue, your inner cheeks. Feel your ears, your cheeks, your cheekbones, your nose. Feel the eyes and the forehead and the web of tension there. Hello. So alive. Feel your whole face. Allow the sensations of your face to touch the space beyond. It's like the dark night all around, big open night sky, and the sensations of the face. Remember, their star nature. They venture out into this openness. Feel the whatever resistance may arise in having to postpone the judgments, the usual judgments and anticipations and involvement with a body that needs to be this way or that. Just feel the resistance that may be surfacing, or the layers of feelings, fear, anxiety, lack, agitation. Hello. As they arise, you can read the label and then remove the label. And just be so very close to the layers as they arise, so as to indicate to them the space all around them. Now feel your whole body. Your lower body, your arms, your torso, your head. Make them one amorphous vibrating mass. You don't live in it, it lives in you, just like the sound of Ellen's voice is now resounding in you as the openness. Same with your body. Feel your mass, this mass of vibrating sensation has wide open space. To penetrate. I don't live in the body. This body lives in me. It's therefore can be emptied of its weight. Shake the weight out, your legs, your pelvis, your arms, your jaw, your eyelids. I am the openness, I am weightless. The breath. Hello, body. I know there's resistance. There's resistance in my own experience. It comes in the form of wanting to move on. And I feel like, no, let's, before moving on, let's welcome this resistance. Stay a bit longer. Surrender the need for things to be different. Yes. Feel your yes intensifying in the face of resistance. It comes from your heart because you know that resistance is a place of suffering. It needs the yes saying. It's the lost child. You might whisper yes to the contraction in your shoulders, to the clenching in your throat, in your belly, the heaviness in your heart. Whispering yes, caressing yes, encouraging yes. Sometimes indifferent yes, meaning benevolent indifference. Now feel your whole body again and gently elongate your spine. Make your spine as long as it wants. Feel the top of your head reaching towards the ceiling. You're pushing a little bit with the top of your head and feel the front of your torso touching the space in front, your belly, your heart area, your chest, your throat, your face. Whole front of the body embracing the space in front, and then feel in the back like warm water flowing down the back of your head, back of your shoulders, the whole length of your back. And the arms are flowing, they're liquid, the arms, the legs are flowing. And now just gently, slowly, like very smooth, round your back, round your lower, middle, upper back. Feel you're not doing it, you're just feeling this melting sensation as the spine collapses. Your breath. Is it allowed? Is the belly allowed to touch the space to expand with the in-breath? And now slowly let your fingertips travel towards the back of the body. No rush. Fingertips. Very alive, looking for possibility of a Scorpio that might be a danger, hyper alert, the fingertips all the way to the back, and then you place your finger pads down, thumbs towards your torso. Still the back is rounded. Make sure your shoulders are surrendered. Feel the touch of the finger pads against the texture of the rug or the floor, the temperature. Is the earth alive? Can she be alive under the fingers? And now slowly, from the pubic bone, a line of energy rising. Don't do it. Feel it's just very sensual and very organic. The whole front of the body elongating. I am the openness, just tasting this movement of the front of the torso, embracing the space in front, shoulder blades opening, elbows drawing one close to the other, and a little bit of arching between the shoulder blades. Offer your throat. Offer your breath. Offer everything. Let the posture radiate. No reason. Yes, and then slowly the hands come back, the torso come back. Don't do it. Let it happen. Slowly. And now the arms, the hands, the fingertips moving into the space in front, the arms come up. Can it be weightless? Long fingers. Horizontal arms laid out on the horizontal. You've never seen arms before. How long are they? Can the fingertips touch the wall in front? Top of the head to the ceiling, shoulders dropping into your hips, hips dropping into the earth. And now carving the space right and left slowly. Don't do it. Experience it. Long, long arms, way longer than the physical arms, these arms of energy grazing the walls. And then let them dissolve. Where do they go? Slowly. And again, the spine collapses. No reason to do this, nowhere to go. I am the openness, without past, without future. Every moment is a feast. Feel the breath, the fingertips traveling. It's the first time traveling towards the back. It's an adventure. Fingertips are not sure what's happening at every moment, except they're hyper alert, tasting every little texture. Placing the finger pads on her belly, the earth is belly, so that we're not crushing her belly. The shoulders are dropping through the fingers into her. And now the pubic bone, a line of energy. Torso licking the space in front, don't do it. Belly, torso, middle torso, heart area, throat. Face arching between the shoulder blades. Long inhale, long exhale. Empty the hips. Yes, and we come back slowly. And now we're going to slide onto our hands and knees, and you don't have to open your eyes. Just if you're sitting on a chair, maybe come onto the ground. And if you're on the ground, just make your way onto your hands and knees like a creature. Not mechanical. And then find your palms, find your knees, and slowly arch the spine and curl the spine. Just find your own rhythm. Smooth. Maybe you can marry the breath to the movement. The inhale with the arching, the exhale with the curling. Am I living in the body, or is the body dancing in me? Now feel the spine, the head, the shoulders, the hips moving in unpredictable ways. Feel that the body's like a plant in water. It's been moved. Make sure the head is included, the spine is articulating, the tailbone maybe, the breath. And then just lay your pelvis back on your heels, forehead to the ground, surrender the weight completely. Welcoming the layers, the feelings, the sense of being a separate body. Just let it come to the light. See what it's made of. No need to get rid of anything. Coming back onto our hands and knees, we curl our toes under and just let your pelvis float up towards the ceiling into a down dog, only if it's right for the body. Make the stretch gentle. The heels are drawing towards the floor, but maybe the knees are bent, and maybe you walk one heel towards the ground and the other. Breathing free, and then walk your feet towards your hands, or your hands towards your feet. Let your torso sit on your thighs and let your head go. Long inhale, long exhale. And then gently feel that cushion of air ready to inflate, inflating and carrying the torso all the way up to vertical. So there's nothing to do. Nothing to do, just tasting this body, this flowing sensation, tasting the breath. The head is the last thing to float up. Don't do anything. Be the openness. Just welcome this new landscape with all the layers that are surfacing. No psychology, no reference to the past. Just hello. Feel the arms, let them float into the space, all the way to the ceiling. They're falling up. Palms facing one another. And the torso turns lightly towards the left side. Pause. Right at the threshold before the muscular mechanical doer steps into the equation. Welcome the whole posture. Let it breathe. Let it be empty, empty of any effort. Long arms, empty the ankles, empty the shoulders. Yes, now slowly the torso turning towards the right. Don't do it. Allow it, taste it. Pause right before, right at that edge. Still transparent, this body. Empty the wrists, the elbows, the shoulder. Yes, maybe there's burning, but burning's okay. Burning doesn't need to be psychological. Long inhale, long exhale. And now torso back to the center. Yes, and opening big wings right and left, slowly. The arms are moving away from the torso. Coming down. Where do they go? Let them dissolve. Perfect stillness. Feel the body of energy continuing to move into you. You, an embracing presence. Hello, body. Come. Come into the openness. You might even sometimes say, I'm sorry, body. I'm sorry I've sent you the wrong message that you needed to be the envelope for me. It's the other way around. I am the openness for you. Feel the space in front of the torso and slowly just explore it with your torso. Torso moving into the space in front. It's coming down, your arms completely relaxed. Your knees can be bent. Your breath is free. Let your head go. Long inhale, long exhale, the breath. With the exhale, you can let the back of the head relax more, the back body melt more. Feel there's space in your ankles, soles of the feet, kissing the earth, not gripping the earth. And now again, the cushion of air inflating, carrying the torso up very slowly and smoothly. Make sure you don't place yourself in the body. You're the openness. Let the body place itself in you. Hello, body. You're so gorgeous, you say to your body and the head. And the eyes, let them sink into their socket. And the hair falling on the skin, the touch of your clothes, touch of the air on the skin of your face. Feel your heart beat, maybe. Can it be undefended, this heart area, the throat area? Meaning, can you indicate to your heart, to your throat, to all the vulnerable places of the body, that it's surrounded with unconditional safety, not psychological safety, just pure safety. It's all, always, and only perfectly okay. But every little moment. Very, very, very slowly shifting the weight to the left. Very, very slowly so that you can feel your left sole, your left leg, your left torso, your left arm, the left side of your head, a sort of pillar of energy. Strong but not dense. It's okay if it hurts a bit in the hip or in the shoulder. Trust your body and feel the whole right of the side of the body like a cloud. Let it go into the space to the right. Now very, very slowly, don't even do it. Let it happen. The weight, it's like sort of wet sand traveling to the right side. The last one to arrive will be the winner. Delight in allowing the pillar of the right side of the body appear. Feel where the weight is resting on the right foot. Feel the heel, the sole, the toes. Feel your hip, your right arm. The whole right side of the body alive. And the left side, yes, a vaporous energy. No borders on the left side. And now again, the weight traveling again to the left, slow. It's the first time. This time, peeling the right foot off the ground, opening your eyes a tiny bit to anchor yourself. Your arms are lifting, your right knee is lifting. Long fingers touching the wall in front. Balancing pose. Wobbles are welcomed. And then slowly coming back down with the right foot, slowly, like a Tai Chi master. And then switching the weight to the right. No rush. And then that left knee is being lifted, weightless, arms are flowing up. Whoopsie daisy. Welcoming the wobbles. Yes. And then the left foot comes down and the eyes close again. Coming back to stillness, perfect stillness, the arms alongside the body. Hello, body. There's no right or wrong here. Make sure that when the body comes back to stillness, you don't wrap yourself back into a limited body, but you keep welcoming this body into the borderlessness. And if there's tension and holding, you're very, very patient. You listen, you feel. Make sure the arms are allowed to drop more. Is the breath allowed to flow free? Bring your forearms up and your upper arms are alongside your body. Fingertips pointing down towards the ground, your wrists completely empty. And then feel that the shoulders are two clouds hovering up towards your ears. Take a nice long inhale, and with the exhale, just drop them. Huff! And then let the energy of the shoulders scatter around into the openness. And again, folding your forearms up. Make sure your hands are completely passive. Feel your tips, the tips of your fingers, thumb, your index, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Like they're drops of oil ready to fall to the ground at each tip of each finger. And the palms are tingling. And the tactility of the hands is sliding up the forearms through the elbows, up through the upper arms into the shoulders. And now the shoulders are just weightlessly moving up towards the ears. Feel the whole body. Let the shoulders hover there. Can you empty the body of any extraneous tension in the forehead, in the mouth, in the teeth, in the feet? Yes. And now very slowly this time, pouring the shoulders back down. Smooth. I am the openness. Delighting in the not so smooth, perhaps, flow of sensation. Yes, and then let the arms go. Perfect stillness of the physical body, but not perfect stillness of the body of sensation. And now, very gently, first listen to the body of energy or the body of emotion. And then let the physical body begin to move, taking its cue from the body of energy. And you may not know what this means, just don't worry, see what happens. Basically, just allowing the body to be moved. Not from an image, not from the outside, but from a listening deep into the body of energy or the body of sensation, or you might say vibration. Or you might say the subtle body. Make sure that every part of the body that would like to enter the flow of movement is welcome. The breath is very much somehow a partner in this dance. Trust the hands, the arms. The touch, again, don't see your body. Just sensation flowing. And yet it's not random. There's an intelligence here. Feel that it's somehow there's something to do with the heart. Maybe the center, the invisible mover is in the heart. Yes, the movement might be slow, it might be fast, it might be wild. It might be very, very subtle. There's absolutely no way to anticipate. Just feel that this particular unfolding is a prayer for the altar. Arising out of the altar and surrendered back to the altar. And here, if there's an emotion that imposes itself, find a way to, or discover rather, how it informs or merges with the movement, or shapes the movement. Feel the body and the space all around are intimately connected, the ripples of the body into the openness. The openness wrapping the body back into itself. Yes. And now very gently let the dance, the movement, travel back to stillness with your feet back together, your hands maybe landing on your body or in a gesture. Wait for the posture to really find its alignment. Your head, your chin, your hands, your pelvis. And then don't do anything. Keep allowing this body its conversation with the openness. Yes, and then very gently, very, very gently coming back down to sitting. Just don't do anything. Just feel the quality of your body. Maybe it's a little bit more soft or less defended. Maybe also feel the quality of awareness. Of that, whatever you like to call it, that which perceives. The sound of this voice and the sensations of your body. Maybe there's more connection between More of that organic, natural connection between the so-called background of experience and experience itself. It's not a very poetic way to say it. Just a natural connection between the clouds and the sky. Your body being the cloud, my voice being a cloud. Yeah, and don't do anything, just abiding together. As the many and as the one. Thank you. Take your time opening your eyes and coming out of the meditation. We don't really come out of it, but we sort of do and we sort of don't, right? Hopefully we don't completely. We don't because we don't, because we can't, but you know what I mean. Hi, everyone. Well, then, we've got a bit of time. If anybody would like to. Hi there, Maria Rosa's boy. If anybody would like to speak or share or ask. Hi, Artemis. Don't be shy and yes, Keith.
Hi.
Hi, Keith.
I had a really strange experience this time. I got triggered quite early on.
Uh-oh. What did I say?
Yeah, uh-oh. When you were saying something about no memory of no memory.
Yeah.
And what really massively came up was a memory of having to be still at school. So the rest of the session was a real battle. I kept disobeying your instructions when you were saying being completely still, I moved.
You were like, ah!
Yeah. Stupid bitch, what sort of rubbish is she saying? I went crazy.
Okay, Keith, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to leave the premises immediately. Well, I think that's probably a good thing. Who knows?
Who knows? Well, it happened anyway.
Exactly. I was aware that maybe I was placing a few too many restrictions, so I did say something about that a bit later. But on the other hand, you know, it's perfect, you know, such a resistance or a memory of being constricted in school, you know, it's a good thing to allow. And hopefully you didn't, did you also sort of see what it was made of? Or did you just act it out the whole time? Like,
No, I was, part of me was sometimes acting out, but I was also coming back. I was going in and out.
Yeah.
And it felt really horrible, actually, as well. You know, it felt like my spirit being crushed and defeated.
Mm.
So,
but you know, that's such a big label, right? Spirit being crushed and defeated. But so, of course, the invitation then is to take, read the label and, you know, have a moment with the story, but then take that label and just be with the raw experience of crushed and defeated. Because if you bring it back into the now, then there is no longer such an emphasis on the one who is crushed and defeated. There's more an emphasis on the raw sort of sensation that bears that label.
Yeah, which was alternating between a kind of heavy, almost deathliness.
Well, okay, now we have another label.
And then, yeah, okay.
No, but I'm just, I hear you, Keith. I don't want to make, you know, I know these are really intense feelings. So that's why I say you spend a bit of time with that label, but then deathly, what was the other word? Deathly feeling.
Deathly heaviness.
Heaviness. Mm-hmm. So all of those are, they have a label for a reason, but nevertheless, it's important to bring it into the now and to take that label away and be with it now so that you can return it to its life, because labels tend to fix and crystallize things.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the label deathly heaviness, and then because we have it and we think about the memory, and then it's sort of a ping pong thing with the memory and the label and the feeling, and then it becomes more and more and more solid. And then there's Ellen that said something that triggered it, and then it's the memory and so the task would be to courageously once you've given a bit of space to the story and all that, to come back into the now and take the label away and just be with a raw thing. Which actually isn't that difficult, Keith. I mean, what's difficult is to have that, to find the courage and or the motivation or the sort of sacred desire to do that, to turn your back on that one who has such an allegiance to the story. And we all do. We all do. But actually, in our deepest place, our deep allegiance isn't to the story. It is to, I don't know what to call it, but I don't want to.
Well, even now, what's tending to happen is that when I do that, it brings up sometimes quite painful. I've mentioned the sort of muscular spasms and things.
Yeah.
Happening now, a real massive twist in my belly and spine.
Yeah, and Keith, maybe even there, it's better. A massive contraction. That's we're closer there. There's not such a psychological, but real massive is still a bit of a. There's well, because you're saying, is it say there's a little bit of like, ooh, what's gonna so.
Yeah, fear around it, because it's like my whole body starts twisting like a, it feels like wringing a, you know, a dishcloth.
Yeah. Well, let your body do what it wants to do. And, but you may also sometimes when this happens, tend to focus your attention on it, but make sure you widen your attention to include not just your body, but the sounds. If it gets too intense, just sort of back away from it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for bringing that piece, because I think it's helpful for all of us to first of all acknowledge that we all have big ticket items, you know. We have traumas and stories and past, and so, but here in this particular shrine, we're tending to the now, and we are sort of surrendering our experience to the now. So it doesn't mean we never attend to that layer, to the headmistress that was mean and or whatever, the abuse that happened or the.
That was partly what I was finding confusing, because I did find my body just, I mean, maybe unconsciously I was attached to the story more than I realized. But I was finding my body was just moving and twitching away or something when you told me to do something, and it just did something else.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah.
The point of the yoga is not to do exactly what Ellen says. But it's a bit more, you have more responsibility during these sessions. You know, if you were a boy in school, you had to do what the teacher said. But here it's more, I'm giving some indications. It's true, I'm talking quite a lot and giving a lot of indications. But really, the invitation is for you to sort of make acquaintance with your body as it is in the now. And when there's resistance or memories or a feeling of suffering, to really be with it and see what it's made of. And so if that takes the shape of moving and twitching, or if for a moment you need to really embody a negative resistance so that you can then come back fresh, you trust it, because
that was the overall, actually that was the overall view I was taking of it.
Yeah,
I realized I was being impacted in a way, for want of a better word, by what you were saying, and that it was a sort of an experiment, and yeah, that was this overall the spirit that I was taking it.
Well, that's great, Keith, trust yourself.
Hmm.
Because it may sometimes look like, oh, I'm acting out and I'm going with my resistance, but actually it's just a kind of sort of pathway that brings you back into a place where you can welcome something, and it's not a straightforward exploration. Yeah. This yoga.
I think it was more.
I mean, it is straightforward, but it's not rational.
No.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks a lot.
Hello, Ellen. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Sergio.
I want to share a poem that I wrote last week. I was doing one of your audios, and I imagine I had recently watched a YouTube video about a mushroom releasing its spores,
yeah,
into the air. And that image of the spores flying in the air or in the wind inspired me to write this poem. So it is called Spores. So I'm going to read it. There is a quiet bliss, a sacred fresh breath that kills every thought that adventures to understand it. We are that bliss, even when our flesh doesn't get it. Every active emotion is felt by the only feeler, without any expectative, without any contraction, without any predisposition. The divine breeze is innocent. Even the hollow complaints of stories and the false commentator are let to flow. The only knower hugs them all as spores. Don't feel the tightness or the intensity as yours. The energetic dance dances. Even the sense of non-allowance is a dance move, all appearing in the always allowing dance floor. Smell and taste with your sensitivity its organic development, its freshness. Just as the wind let the spores expand, explore, and disappear without sharing destinations, with no agenda, with no resistance. Know the emotions as the wind know the spores. Grab them openly. Let those creative energies dance. The only thing you will find is yourself. The breeze wants to dance, wants to celebrate. Feel the jealousy, the fear, the joy, the suffering, as God opening a bottle of champagne. Feel them as the power from the one bursting in your guts. The spores of the one whirling like Sufi dancers in the quiet breeze of life. That's it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You're brava.
Thank you. The other day...
Send it to me, Sergio.
Yes, I will. I also imagine that I was like, God was opening a bottle of champagne. I would just burst.
That's a very good image.
Yes.
Bubbles.
Yes, I love bubbles.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I also need some advice from you.
Okay. Wait, let me just look at the time. Okay. Yeah. I want to make sure we have a bit of time for Corinne. So ask
questions. Yes, it's quick.
Yeah.
I broke up with my girlfriend.
Uh-oh. You said I'm away from that.
And I understand intellectually that maybe some of the attachments or things or stories in my mind come from the separate self. And I really love her and I really want to let her go and rest in peace, you know, to let the cycle end. But at the level of the body, I experience like a lot of contraction, like tension. I like living this attachment from her in a more visceral way.
Yes.
And it's really, really difficult sometimes to to let go.
Well, maybe so it takes
I try to welcome the emotions in the openness.
Yeah.
But these emotions are kind of difficult because they're, I don't feel like my emotions, but my attachments to her or something like that. I don't know. Just difficult.
Yeah. I don't have any advice, Sergio, other than give it some time. Give it some time. It takes time to disentangle from a relationship. You know, there's lots of attachments. Lots of layers.
Okay. Give it time.
Give it time. It's a bit quick answer, but it's too much of a question to answer quickly, Sergio. So if you want, you can email and we talk more. Yeah.
Okay, I will.
All right. Okay, Coco, your turn.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Coco.
to be here and see you all. Sergio, I loved your poem, and you know, it's so interesting because I had the image of Ellen, you said something beautiful, just to allow our movement to unfold like a prayer. And I thought, how beautiful, like, to come back to get so entangled in my thoughts that everything feels so solid and tight, and it just feels the opposite of flowing. And really just like, what a beautiful invitation that is, to let our life unfold like a prayer. And that image of the Sufi dancers came, and Sergio, how beautiful in a way, just to let it all unfold as a prayer. And you know what your heart, anyway, I just, that, and oh my gosh, Keith, you just brought this memory. I used to get in trouble for skipping in the hall or whistling in the hall. And how messed up is that for children to get in trouble for expressing joy? Man, that's messed up. I can believe how perfect this poem is for exactly that. But you know, now we didn't know then, but now we know. We don't have to take it on, you know. So that's what I say. Wait. So this poem is perfect for all of us. It's from David White, and it's called "The Edge You Carry With You." You know so very well the edge of darkness you have always carried with you. You know so very well your childhood legacy, that particular inherited sense of hurt given to you so freely by the world you entered. And you know too well by now the body's hesitation at the invitation to undo everything others seem to want to make you learn. But your edge of darkness has always made its own definition secretly as an edge of light. And the door you closed might, by its very nature, be one just waiting to be leaned against, and opened. And happiness might just be a single step away on the other side of that next unhelpful and undeserving thought. Your way home, understood now, not as an achievement, but as a giving up, a blessed undoing, an arrival in the body, and a full rest in the give and take of the breath. This living, breathing body, always waiting to greet you at the door, always prepared to give you the rest you need. Always, no matter the long years away, still wanting you to come home.
Thank you, Coco. Perfect. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming. And I feel that poem was sort of touched on something that is with us tonight. And we don't have time, and I just feel it. And I thank you. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's always too quick. And feel free to unmute yourself to say goodbye. I'm going to be I already put out my newsletter. So we've got two more on the Tuesday before the Christmas break. All right. Thank you.
Bye, Ellen.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Love you.
Much love.
Thank you.
Yeah, much love. Bye, Leslie. Bye-bye. Bye, Maria Rosa and her boy. Bye.
Thank you, Ellen.
Bye-bye. Bye, Marlies. Bye, Hilka.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Sweetheart.